Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. Everybody loves
Hello and welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 140, with your hosts, Chris Trott,
Ross Hornby,
and Alex Smith. And that, of course, was an excellent composition there from Edgar Allan Choad.
Edgar Allan Choad,
yeah, they sent
you
in a finger before, and they were annoyed that I just called them Edgar, and they're like, full name, please. Edgar Allan Choad.
Allan Choad.
You'd be pleased to know that's not the whole song.
Oh, there's more. How much more is there to that? Because that was like the EastEnders theme. But with us saying
everyone loves Hat films, it almost sounded quite a lot like us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's their voice.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't sung that before. I mean, it feels like something we would
I felt
sing.
Like they might have put us through an, for a second. I was like, they put us through an AI here? Because, like, it sounded a lot like
that it. Is to
You've
do.
Done it. What do you mean you don't know how easy it is to do? You've done it with the Elon Musk thing.
I have done it. But that was with established voices. Like, that was already an existing database.
Saying
I don't know how to make our voices.
You can't train an AI on the millions of hours of talking we've done.
Figure out how to use our voices.
The tech
there
is out there.
There is probably something.
What do you reckon? 6 months? So there's a. The problem is, right?
Probably already exists.
The tech exists, but it's about whether there's a consumer portal for it, right? Because ChatGPT is a consumer portal for it.
Or do you know how to download a fork off GitHub? That's basically the barrier right now.
Can you train. Well, you can train your own AI then? Because that's the thing as well. Like, it won't let you train it because it apparently requires a lot of. If you ask ChatGPT, how do I train you? It says you can't.
Yeah, because it's locked. Does
it not train itself?
That's not an open source model.
Right, okay.
That's but like someone owns
that.
A fork
of ChatGPT.
Well, it's not necessarily ChatGPT, just another AI.
Ah. Have you done this?
No.
Have you read about how this works?
I know how it works.
Yeah.
I basically know AI.
Yeah.
Ask me anything.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wow.
You can get loads of like third-party free open source ones and just download them and then start training them if you want to. Or illegally get a big repository of data from the internet and then set up ChatGPT.
Now, do you think that they've given up trying to police the internet?
I thought there was a lawsuit happening.
I don't think they know enough about the internet to police it.
And by they, I mean governments and police forces, right? I don't think there's anyone doing anything.
They'll be too far behind by the time these other things catch up that they'll just be like, wait, what is this? I mean, did you see any of the interview about TikTok where the TikTok CEO was like being basically just questioned constantly about what TikTok is, what they're using stuff.
Hear us.
And like these guys
you're
asking
listening
questions.
To the Chinese are listening to us, right? Through TikToks.
It was a very brain dead, smooth brain experience.
Usually
of listening to these old people who don't know how to use their own phones.
Yeah.
Asking complex questions about something a bit more complex. But not, I mean, he was answering them all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they didn't really, I don't think they understood. But yeah, like with AI, it's going to be even more complex. You need kind of like a fork of the government needs to be in on that stuff. There must be surely like a tech side.
Well, the problem is, right? And the reason you get situations like this is that like you get the lawmakers, the elected, well, they might be elected, they might be chosen by elected officials.
Yeah.
And they are just, like you say, old, electable. They know their stuff regarding what gives them their authority. But yeah, they know very little about modern evolving stuff. It's very hard to stay up to date, I imagine. We know what it's like, and we're not even as old as half these people. But I think the problem is then if you then change the structure of how the laws and governing of that works, you have like private consultation bodies, and they can just be bought too, right? So like as in, because the TikTok guys, they were probably fucking like, yes, let's take this all the way up to this kind of like Senate level or whatever, because we know when we get to that point, we're not going to be dealing with people who can actually ask us the questions that would be threatening. Like, whilst you would say, okay, well, let's get the senators to interview a bunch of really knowledgeable people on this field of information, and they can choose a board to then consult for them, right? But then at that point, the same superpower tech billionaires, in this case, TikTok or China or whatever you want to call it, can then just get to them instead with more money. Like, it's the whole self. It's happened in the pharmaceutical industry as well. This whole like self-regulation, self-defining what is safe. It's hard for anybody else to do it because the people making the product are the experts.
I've come up with a whole new legal system.
Go on. Yeah. A whole new leadership system.
No, a whole new legal system.
Okay. Okay.
Let's throw out the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what you do is you battle, the kind of like in a court case, a regular court case between two people, and a defendant and an attacker.
And the legal words. So you're changing the word defendant
to attack and you have attack and defense. So
like football, simple. Keep it simple. Every man can understand it.
And like a coach
of
a team, you hire your lawyer, right? You have your lawyer that's on your side, and you pick the best one, budget depending, to defend your case, regardless of what you did and how many people you killed.
Mm-hmm.
You're the attacker, obviously.
Right, so you got to defend...
Killed people.
Guilty until proven innocent in this system, would you say?
Yeah. So when it comes to like big things that involve Supreme Court, what you do is you get two opposing political parties to be the... one to win over the jury of the court case, right? So that it's up to them to get their own best information.
That's going
to
be a lot of time in court, Chop, for the nature of it.
But we can televise it, right?
Really. Right. Constantly televised. Basically, do we have like A and B teams of like parliamentarians? Because then whilst A sleeps, B can do court cases and vice versa,
we can have
right?
three parties maybe on rotation. But basically, it's then incentivized, right, for that team to win against the other team, because they're always pitting up against each other.
Shit,
and then you're winning over the jury of like, okay, they've done their research on the TikToks and it does connect to the internet and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Libs win.
Libs win.
Republicans win.
Libs are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And then they win a superb out.
Yeah, I think I've just solved the legal system because everyone's in it for themselves, right? Really?
Well, I mean, yeah. I guess
most.
You're kind of going hyper, like, what's that film that everyone quotes these days? It's about a future America that's a dystopia. Idiocracy.
Right.
Idiocracy. Mm. Have you seen this film?
No.
Well, brace yourself, because it's certainly not as revolutionary as it sounds, and it doesn't probably deserve to be as mentioned as often as it is, but Idiocracy is like a film from like, let me just get the details, early 2000s, and
wait, is it like a documentary or an actual
it's a documentary. Oh, okay. Idiocracy, no it's not, it's a 2006 film starring Luke Wilson, brother of Owen Wilson. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And
he had a brother
from old school.
Does he look like
they look kind of similar, I suppose, a little bit. So, it's not blonde, though, so...
Wow.
It's a comedy, a social satire comedy, basically.
So it's not a documentary.
The premise is... a decidedly average American is selected as a guinea pig for a top-secret hibernation program, but is forgotten, awakening to a future so incredibly moronic he's easily the most intelligent person alive.
What the hell?
So, like, 500 years in the future, human evolution is taking a dramatic downturn. After waking up, Joe finds... after a prisoner-signed IQ test that he's the smartest guy alive... he gets presidential pardon, but he basically sees how this world has evolved. It's basically like, take all the stupid parts of America and put them on steroids, and it's a little bit like a Mad Max in that sense, but there's still civilization, and it's just going into like basically taking like you're saying, take the legal system or the court system to the same level as like football, right? Or like make it a spectator sport, make it like wrestling.
I think
these are all things that please the masses.
Well, but also it's a case of hiring literally the best team that understand the problem to beat the other team. The incentive is to beat the other team, right? So you want to do the very best you can. Like in Premier League, you want to have the best assembled dynamic team.
And so like people would be like, oh, have you seen so-and-so's bought so-and-so? Yeah. Like, you know, there's like TikTok trades specialist. And stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
But that way it's... It's both like, exciting.
It also sounds expensive.
Yeah, but so
time-consuming is the biggest problem.
Yeah, I guess if you own teams, sure, but like, you don't get those teams.
It's like
round.
Football, but it solves problems.
But the problem is, right? It doesn't.
And
it
real problems.
It doesn't solve the fundamental issue, and the problem with this whole TikTok thing in the first place is that like dissemination of power and control and decision making through a system is really, really complicated. Because in your system, the amount of time it would be required, do they see every what court cases do they see? Do they see murder? Do they see the
people
worst
are
crimes?
Willing to watch and sit through fucking cricket.
Yeah, but there's only like how many hundred of them are there? Like the amount of court cases, like
case
even
closed.
No, these are the big ones.
The big ones. Case so closed. What would you decide? Define
you can't
as a
get
big
everyone
one?
In the Premier League, mate.
But you can't. What I'm trying to get at is like divisions. It doesn't solve the problem of like we have the same problem where the most important decision makers and perhaps the most informed people don't have enough time to get in front of all the required important decisions, right? Like that's the problem. Like delegation,
you can't have a
delegation,
Messi in every
like proper
team.
Delegation is like the art of bureaucracy. Mm. That's what I'm getting at.
I feel like
how do we get onto this? Where
you started off with like AI TikTok. And fucking TikTok
law.
And
TikTok law.
Oh yeah, well no, it was as in like the TikTok meeting was specifically about them trying to explain why their app isn't dangerous to them and stuff.
Oh, TikTok is 100% terrible for you.
But they didn't fully understand. No, not in that sense. But as
the
in
Chinese
like,
are spying on us.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Right. Yeah. Right, well,
that's
they
what
are.
They're worried about, and they're worried that they're storing all the data.
They're building massive models using AI
recording all this,
to
all this
take
stuff.
Over the world.
And that's what they were trying to debunk, but they didn't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they couldn't ask the right questions to like break. Not break, but like really get to the crux of the problem with the TikTok CEO. They were just clueless.
Yeah.
It was really frustrating to watch that. So does same TikTok thing use the internet, my Wi-Fi?
Oh, that was, he was confused between Wi-Fi and internet.
God damn
so
it.
So this guy had to explain to him that those were like one and the same. It's just that's how it was getting to you.
It's just how, like, oh my God. Unreal.
Which is why he should have hired a team of specialists.
Yeah.
And the only way you would be willing to pay that man money is if he knows he's going to fucking own the libs.
Yeah. Mm. So you've got to get them riled up.
Building their own team.
I mean, it would be effective, Trot, I'm sure.
Yeah,
because if
it
anything,
fucking would.
Like, yeah. The news,
it would be
the
nice
news media has literally been doing that for like 10 years now, like teaming it up, tribalizing, essentially.
Or just having intellectuals in power. Would be nice. Someone's
that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Or at least like they've like relatively smart. To understand basic
yeah, but they're not so smart
things.
That they can beat the news media giants, though, are they? That's the problem.
No.
Experts have become ostracized again in our regular trip from autocracy to democracy and round again. Mm. We're on the experts being... I mean, that's been happening for years, you know, Brexit,
well, yeah, like,
for
I think
example.
The reality is if you haven't sat with them through their entire course...
How did you know?
How do you know if they've done
how
it?
How do you know they've
quacks.
Done it?
Just because they've got, what, like, a little slip of paper?
Yeah. What's his agenda? He's probably got a house in Spain, rich
exactly.
fuck.
Yeah.
He probably wants to be able to go there easy.
So,
well, not
like,
not on mine, not my England.
The UK
well,
ill.
I think I'm just saying the universities like they should have somebody with them at all times who's like a witness to their work. And I don't teach as
yeah, but
care.
What about the witnesses' credentials? Like, have you seen them every day?
Exactly.
How
so
good
that,
are you
that
at
way
witnessing?
you would have a bit of a train going on.
Yeah. You need someone to witness.
There would
witness.
Be the witness chain.
The witness chain.
So you'd have and a chain of people who are all making sure that other person is qualified
to do what they're
and
doing.
And then they will actually. They'll gain
they're like
a,
horcruxes.
A qualification.
They're like knowledge horcruxes. But so if you don't have to, if you knock accurate. Them all off, no longer can be trusted. Their knowledge can no longer be trusted.
It sounds expensive. It sounds like time consuming, but I think it's necessary for us all to start believing.
You think
it's
that's better
quacks.
Than my court system.
Yeah,
like a regulatory
give
body.
You anything.
Would you say?
Like a regulatory body. But they have to be physically with you at all times, like over your shoulder, kind of, that's what you've got.
Like an institutional system.
And if there's anything that's wrong, they all back each other up.
Yeah. They say, we've all been to Oxford. We know they make good teachings. And they're like, no, you're all in a huge lie. You're all in a massive
this is all a big fucking,
lie.
This is the Bullingdon Club or whatever.
This is it.
And then you still can't stop the one individual saying, well, I wasn't there with you, so I can't. I wasn't with the witness of the witness of the witness.
Yep.
So you can't really trust anything or anyone or any
product. Anything
you
can
consume.
Trust is a red pill.
You couldn't trust the bricks this building was built with. You can't trust
We don't
anything.
Know. We don't know what we're seeing. For God's sake.
I don't know what's in front of me.
For God's sake, let's not get into philosophies of perception.
Honestly.
Trot, you might only exist because I'm perceiving you.
Fucking hell.
It's like that. Is it foveative rendering? Do
a better job. Perceiving.
See me!
See me better.
That would be fucked if each of us could saw someone else in a very different way. Physically, it looked so different. Fucking that would be kind of shit. But then also kind of good, because somebody might see you like really good, but then someone sees you really shit. So it's like, you kind of don't want that.
Would that be a
super? Then what if you were always just really shit?
Well, that's why you'd have a witness.
You don't
with
want
you.
That.
You'd have a witness with you.
Would be like, can I see them?
Who constantly perceives you at a great
that
level.
That guy looks like a
why
bag
when you look in the mirror? What's happening then?
Ooh.
Oh.
That's like when you're on shrooms. You should never look in the mirror.
Do you have a witness with you? At the time? Because
what am I perceiving when I look in the mirror?
This would be a really fun short film to make. Like fucking with this idea.
It'll be like, yeah, like Equilibrium, but with witnesses.
And the continuity guys are just like... Okay, what did he do there? Okay, he sees himself as a pile of sausages. Okay, is that every day he sees himself as a pile of sausages? Yeah. Any that's reflection?
Yeah. Well, you don't see him like that. But then I guess we're now basically
like
describing dysmorphia.
Yeah. Of some kind. Yeah.
Wow, that's super deep. Very low poly.
I see awards in this short film's history already.
It's future. Better than Idiocracy.
Idiocracy's worth a watch just because it's.
Let's put it on now. Let's all just watch it now.
I mean, it's very... What's that downsizing film? Downsizing?
It's called Downsizing.
It's very much like that. It has the same feel as Downsizing. Like, Downsizing is made like 10 years later, but somehow feels that very American style, you know, like, something funny's happened to the main character. And then...
It's very Spielberg.
Yeah. Well, but like... Esque. Not good Spielberg.
No.
It's funny that you said that Matt Damon thing, because I saw a thing the other day where he was in an interview and they were like, oh, what's like the one thing someone goes up to you and says? And he was just like, Matt Damon. That's what got from Team America.
That's what Matt Damon
gets.
He was,
yeah, the guy for the version of me from Team America World Police.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
That's been imprinted to the point where people will run up to him.
How are you doing it? And
do Matt Damon to his face.
It's
that's
literally because the puppet came out a bit melty.
Oh, is that why?
That's literally why.
That was their reason.
They didn't do it because they hate Matt Damon. It's because the puppet came out
a bit melty. I didn't realise the reasoning.
And they were like, this just looks dumb. Let's just make this whole character
and that's
like
stuck for them.
Yeah.
That's stuck to be like, because obviously he's just saying his name and they're saying,
oh, no,
hey,
the
Matt Damon.
Gets Matt Damon.
Yeah, of course. I don't care that much. But I do, I guess you kind of respect them for doing other films.
Just like, yeah, he's just on
there
set
are some great films
some
Matt Damon is in.
Like Downsizing.
It's underrated. We keep slagging off. It's really, honestly,
I've only seen half of that film.
The second
half,
not the
epic,
first half.
Elysium.
The Martian.
Elysium.
Oh,
nobody
that.
Remembers Elysium, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Martian,
it's quite boring. Martian, great. The Bourne films. Come on, they're great. They're amazing. Yeah. They're like a first modern real take on gritty...
Did that come before Casino Royale? Is that what made James Bond reinvent itself?
Yeah, I think it might be. Like Daniel Craig's more Prince. Like hard, edgy, I'm a killer kind of style
thing. I
can't
remember the timeline.
I like to think it probably would
have.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, this is why we have hypotheticals to kind of keep us on track.
Was he in Eurotrip? Apparently he was in Eurotrip. Was he in Eurotrip? Do you know what Eurotrip is?
I recognize the name.
I'm fairly sure the front cover is one with where a woman's flashing her tits.
Roadtrip.
No, but they do a Eurotrip as well.
Which is
Jim Carrey in that one.
No, not Roadtrip, but I'm about Eurotrip.
Eurotrip, 2004 film.
Roadtrip was like American Pie level.
No, sure. Oh, he was in Eurotrip. What the fuck? That's Eurotrip. You know, like.
Who am I looking? Is that
Matt Damon?
On the
bottom
right. He's pointing. Wait, bottom right?
No, it's not.
He's
top
pointing.
Mid right. Isn't that Matt Damon?
That's not Matt Damon.
Is that not Matt Damon?
No.
Are you sure that's not
very
Matt Damon?
Very bushy eyebrows. Maybe he's in it at some
no,
point.
No, he's not in it. No, that is not Matt Damon. Yeah, he is in it. He is
that's
in it.
That's Matt Damon.
He's in it.
That's not him.
Hell.
How old is that film?
Yeah.
Eurotrip.
2004. Matt
Shit.
Damon.
I mean, yeah,
I can't
fair
believe
enough.
He's in it. Let me see.
That doesn't look like Matt Damon. Matt Damon from
apparently he is.
Good Will Hunting.
Oh,
of
course
that.
He's. But he's not that character that I pointed out.
No, he's not.
Right.
He's like a singer of like a metal band.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
right, sure.
Go, anyway, Matt,
go
Damon.
Matt Damon.
Go Matt Damon.
That's
Matt,
our Matt Damon segment done.
So that's what you'll say when you see him next, right? I loved you in Eurotrip.
Loved you in Eurotrip. Matt Damon.
He's done it. Sorry.
Anyway,
huge thanks to our Patreon supporters.
Yeah.
And also all our other supporters that are hanging out on our awesome Discord channel. Because you helped us both assemble these questions by providing them in our email. Mm-hmm. Wow, check it out. I've got all these things. Hatchat@hat-films.com. And you also voted on the best ones. So what is number one?
It's Latofo. Thank you for sending that in. It says, you wake up to alarms blaring on your spaceship. You've been woken from 43 years of simulated life that you and two family members created to pass some time. Your ship tells you that you must leave this planet's atmosphere or you will die. An unexpected turn, in brackets. The only way to safely wake your family members is for all of you to meet up in the simulated world. Strange design. They've put commentary basically throughout this. You can see their name, country, location, and a picture of what they look like, but all the other information is restricted. You have 2 weeks before death will come for you all. In your newfound old life, how would you go about saving your fam?
So basically, you've got to find a person in a simulated reality.
Find them.
You just got a picture and name. Doesn't really need the whole simulated part of it.
To wake them up, you've got to go and find them back in the simulation. So that's
just funny that they added this whole simulated element of the story to ultimately find this person on this picture.
That's what I said. I said the answer to this is find them.
That is the answer. Well, if you know where they are now, surely you can just go there.
Hi. Apparently we're related.
I think you go into the simulation and they're randomly placed.
Yeah, so you have to go and find them. It's like race across the world. It'd be exciting. It'd be a fun trip. Kind of sad. Like, you'd kind of be sad that you're having to detach from all of the people you thought were your family. There, you're like, oh.
I'd first of all load up Reddit using my Apollo app. Realize that the API is too expensive, and then shut that down. So I'd go on the Reddit, regular Reddit.
Yeah, I'd get frustrated and not
and
use
get
it
annoyed because it's not as.
And then realize why am I wasting my time on Reddit?
But that's besides the point. I would post, "Have you seen this person?
Yeah,
missing," and hopefully get that viral, get some ideas get it going. You know, just go on a big social media binge. I think that's the easiest way, right?
I don't fucking know, because like
this person's killed people. Watch out! Where are they?
You can see their name, country, location, and picture of what they look like.
Country, location. See their location.
It says country, location. So the country they're in. So if it just says Africa,
social media is a good place
fucked.
To start.
Yeah. I know the TikTok dance with like showing their picture like missing.
So you're going to try and become viral?
Viral on TikTok.
With a dance and a picture of them.
What would be the dance you'd go? What's your go-to TikTok dance?
I'd probably do the classic like going liquid, a bit of break dancing, but I'd also stick the missing person's picture on my head, so it encourages other people to do the dance with the same head. So then that person's face goes viral, and then that person eventually could be like, "That's me, that's my family member, and I know where they are."
And then everyone's doing the dance. Like, what happens with the dance? What's going on in the? I'm more interested in the dance than you finding your family.
The dance is more to get people to do it, right?
Yeah,
it's to create that viral.
I get that, but what would the dance look like? What moves are there? What are there TikTok specific moves?
Describe.
Does it all have to be done in like a portrait box when you film it? Is that?
Well, yeah, you're going to do a landscape TikTok, fucking boomer.
You wouldn't.
I want the width of the scene.
Less information on the screen.
What?
You want the full?
I can just turn my phone sideways.
It doesn't let you. Or just always lock it to that. Ratio.
Can you not rotate your phone in TikTok?
You gotta scroll, bro. Yeah. You gotta flick up. It's too much effort to twist it sideways.
I don't know if it is.
I think it might be.
We should get rid of that feature each time.
Well, you're
I'm turning it sideways.
Oh, this was a horizontal.
I will say I don't use TikTok at all. And I'm glad I don't, because I'm addicted to my phone anyway.
Well, you're never gonna find your family member.
Yeah.
Well, fuck,
I don't know why that's the method, because like
social media is a great place to start for searching.
I would go to their house first. Is that right. not?
No,
this hasn't said that they're just like, it doesn't say they're in a random location.
Yeah.
Right? So why would they be anywhere other than where they were last time you saw them? Does it say that they're now randomly input? It doesn't mention that in this, right? The only way to safely wake your family members is for all of you to meet up in a simulated world. You can see their name, country, location, and picture of what they look. So is it a random, like loading into a game?
You can see their
going,
country name and location.
No, just their country. Yeah, the country location, as in
which country they're in.
Say you're in America or in the UK. But is it like loading into a game and then like you don't know whether they're, or are you?
And that's the assumption.
Already aware in the simulation. Oh yeah, well they're obviously at the house.
Oh, you're right there. First. We both like.
There you are.
I think you have to find them within a week, the country.
We're going
to
die. Sorry.
2 weeks within a
2 weeks. Sorry. 2 weeks. We're going to die.
But you probably need to start early. I think if you had to track down five different people across the globe within 2 weeks, you'd have a very hard time.
Of course, yeah.
I think you'd have a very hard time. I think a quick random, search on Facebook would be like my only sort of... Well, that would be what I would do most of the time.
Facebook would be a good one, yeah.
Because, it has names. It's just a big list of names and faces, funny enough.
But then you've got a really generic name, unfortunately. So you'd have a hard time.
I have a hard time.
Looking through all the Smiths in England... Fucking hell, mate.
It's the most common name in the US, the UK, and
Peru.
Like somewhere else as well. I think maybe Australia. So like, yeah, we got a lot to get
so
through.
You got maybe, you might have to change your strategy.
I'm going to be like Simon Cowell and have Britain's Got Talent, but it's only Smiths are invited. Britain's Got Smiths, and so is a lot
that's
of the rest of the world.
That's an interesting point. Yeah. It's like you could find out what that person is good at. Mm. And host a talent contest specifically for that.
Why would you need to know that? Just out of interest.
Do you think the family member would enter that?
Just why would you need to know how good... So what are you good at? The world's going to end, but what are you good at? Also, when we leave these bodies...
I can't imagine...
Are you going to be good at it when we leave the bodies out of the simulator?
What? With 2 weeks left, I can't imagine being calm enough to set up a fucking...
Talent show. And get you don't think
which
so?
Is of the
I
scale,
need budget!
At the scale of Britain's Got Talent...
Yeah.
But Britain's Got Smiths, and you're like, relax. Britain's
like, Got Smiths.
All right, there's about a week left. I've got to find someone. Anyway, and I've managed to put all this together,
lot.
Which is
literally one
ordeal.
In hundreds.
Even though it's simulated,
thousands.
The whole world is simulated. Does that then make you like Neo, so you're bending spoons all over the place, just creating shows?
Well,
because
if you
you're
do
like,
that,
this
you
isn't real, guys.
Fly around.
I'm Simon Cowell, and they don't know.
Like,
yeah. His only ability is to bend spoons.
Watch this, there is no spoon. Do you see any spoons on me right now?
Fucking hell, there isn't a spoon on you
there's
right now.
There's no spoon near me.
There's no wow. light hold.
No
light
spoon hold. In here. Nothing in money. My
he's
pocket.
Neo over here.
So, yeah, maybe. But we'd probably try and find him, fail, and then probably be sad at the fact that we failed to wake our real family up, and we lost the family we thought we had within the simulator.
Mm.
So I think we'd probably go back into the simulation and the whole cycle would start again.
Well,
and maybe that is just what life is.
Unless you set the simulation to be like, well, give me an entire life, but make it last for this next 2 weeks.
The time.
And so you won't, like in, like dream time
doesn't
is
matter.
Different in your head, sure. So you could live another, 50 years in the 2 weeks.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast. And this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs. Or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
2 weeks.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Oh, you compress time. Isn't there a TV show that like...
Yeah, that was Black Mirror, wasn't it?
It was Black Mirror where they
revealed...
Where
it was in the Snow Globe. And they just let you just...
No, it's not.
It's been like 4 years or whatever, and then like, oh shit.
There was a TV show I was watching where they revealed...
It's a head fuck.
And the fridge one as well. The whole civilization takes off in a fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Was that...
Yeah, there's a few like this. There's a few like this, but...
That was, wasn't it? Yeah. Was it Black Mirror?
I don't know, actually.
What?
The fridge one. The fridge one, am I saying?
The fridge one, isn't that Love, Death and Robots?
Love, Death and Robots, yeah.
Oh, is it?
I think it might be the animation ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That was
also very good.
Cool. Anyway,
but it's a tough one. But I think
I'd go TikTok sensation. Smith would go talent show. Ross, would
I would go to the places
to
I
house.
Normally think they would be. Kind of just be in a little bit of despair and just give up when I realize they've just decided to travel the world and make it impossible.
I'm making the most of my 2 weeks. I'm backpacking to the Congo.
I don't know if they're aware. Are they aware that there's 2 weeks? I don't even know.
I don't know.
This long question needs more detail.
Okay,
but it's fine.
That's our answer based on the loose information we have.
Mm.
There you go.
I'm searching in the normal places.
What's our next hypothetical?
It's very dull, but... Next one is from Dom. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks.
They've said, would aliens understand maths? At what level? And could we use it to communicate with them? This is taking into consideration the universal rules of maths that some considered were discovered instead of invented.
I think, yeah. Like, so long as... the way we perceive everything is true and is not going to be fundamentally upheaved. Like, math doesn't exist, actually. It's all a con... Well, I don't know. I think there's an intrinsic value to the universe where things are numbers. Things can be counted.
Yeah, there are patterns. There are...
What is something like about, like...
quantifiability to things.
The quote? Somebody said something like, if the Earth was, like, completely demolished and civilizations were...
That's Ricky Gervais.
Was it that? Yeah, where it's all been, like,
it's
wiped
all about
out.
Religion, right? Well, if you burn religion, all the religious books, they'd all come back different. But if you burn science books, they all come back the same.
Mm. Yeah.
I think you're right. That's not I think that...
That's
like,
what I was trying to say, but yeah, that's...
yeah.
But yeah, that's an interesting quote. Cause, yeah, like as in like...
I think math would come back the same, yeah. Because it's the same. It's the fundamentals.
Would our language of it be the same?
No, Pythagoras would probably be Hornby-ness.
That's a Hornby-ness triangle. I've ever seen one.
I won't be making up the math, guys. I won't be figuring this out when we're at day one.
Right, let's crack.
I'm not
figuring
any maths.
Let's get cracking.
The language would be different, but the fundamentals
would be the same. Two rocks. One of these rocks plus one of these rocks makes two rocks.
Equations.
Is everybody with
shit.
Me?
But they don't compare. Right.
And you need to put these rocks on that giant pyramid I'm building back here. Come on, guys.
Come
grab
on,
a rock.
Guys.
Those big ones for you. Yeah, like
the numbers would look different.
Yeah.
The symbols and equations would look different. But what makes up
the
those
idea
equations,
is there. Is
the
mean?
Formula
the
is
idea
probably
will always be
the same, right?
Mm.
You just have to figure out what the pattern is, like you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I think that's meant to be an equal sign, but they write everything in reverse, so the equal's over there. And their ratio, you know.
Well, it's yeah, yeah. We're not smart enough to properly explain what we're trying to say, but I think, yes, we would be very confident
we
indeed.
We've been given
a
maths question here, essentially.
Well, essentially what we're being asked to say is maths just an opinion? I'd probably be bold to say that math is just an opinion. I think that it's a way of quantifying something, isn't it? It's a way of giving measurability to existence.
I think yes and no is a fundamental, right?
Mm.
It's something that positive, something negative.
Yeah,
like yes or no. I think you could just do one rock, right?
But when you apply those terms to something, it's not always absolute.
Yeah, but then you got to connect it with something. So if an alien has a physical body, which I hope it does, because if it's in 4D, we're fucked.
Yeah,
you give it a rock, and then you give it no rock. Binary. Wow.
Yeah.
And you're like, happy.
Yeah.
But to them, that's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
So you're like, no.
Use the rock,
and then you're
to
like,
what
sad.
If they experience time differently?
Well, then we're fucked. Like I said, if it's 4D.
Yeah.
Or like.
I think that's the main concern, is that like there may be ways that we simply do not exist on the same, it's rules almost, you know? Like we are trapped within our rule set, and without our rule set we wouldn't be able to exist as well. That's the other thing, right? Going to other dimensions could be possible, but it may be that we can never interact with those dimensions because we are intrinsically locked to our own, which would be sad, wouldn't it? It'd be like looking through double glaze and shouting at people to get off the lawn, "Aye!" and they can't hear, and on the other side they hear nothing, they just see God.
Shit, it's really sound,
it's gonna be
it.
Like that, but with
double
dimensions.
Glaze is not that good.
No, triple maybe. Right, triple.
Now we're talking.
Especially if you get
sound, specifically soundproof glass.
Oh, yeah, and you want, like, you know, nitrogen as purged as well. You know, really.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
I really want to scream in that room. No one can hear a thing.
That's what it would look like
from
the outside.
Turn around and see us.
For podcast listeners only.
Turn around and see a pained, anguished man screaming at the top of his lungs. And you can't hear a word. He's just cheeks pressed against the glass, hands on the glass as well. Why is he screaming, we're wondering? He's not saying a word, so everything's fine.
Love it. Love a good bit of sound insulation. It's exciting.
But maths, I imagine, yeah, sure. Let's say it would exist all the time.
Yeah.
I think, math is there.
Math is a fundamental.
I like the idea of giving, like you say, as long as they exist within the same rules as us, something, not something. Also, like, hey, if I put can, another can, another can.
You're giving them a concept of can.
Yeah, I'm giving them a can now, right? If I then go...
I said rock.
Like, I take one of them away and leave two and go, is this the same as that? You know, it's almost like the, is it? And they're like, Well, no, because there's less or there's fewer, you know, like...
How frustrating that conversation would be.
Yeah, but then, I mean, if you... Arrival, I guess
teaching kids how to learn maths.
Arrival's a good film for this.
Yeah, I watched like 3 months ago as well, because I wanted to rewatch it and it was great.
About universal language, right?
Yeah, but it's also about her discovering a twist at the end, which I don't want to spoil for people, but that's kind of somewhat what we're talking about as well. There isn't a sequel.
Yeah, it's Departure.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Departure.
It's The Departure. It's weird trilogy.
And Matt Damon, funnily enough. Full circle.
Damon's in that one.
Full circle.
Robert De Niro, maybe?
Yeah.
Al Pacino? I don't know if they're all in it. Are they all in it?
I think so. I think they all just got together and went, let's make an old boys club film. But it is very good.
See, Al Pacino's got a kid on the way. He's 83?
Yeah, it's really good.
And she's what?
29. But she's also been with Mick Jagger and Clint Eastwood.
She's got a taste.
What a choice. That's interesting.
Rich old people.
But she's already wealthy in her own right.
Weird. So she's just got
what a strange collection of men.
Mick Jagger. Clint Eastwood. What do they all share in common?
Would you see them in the same room together ever? I mean, that's something
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
They might be part of the Illuminati.
Maybe that's it. It's an Illuminati thing.
It's a Scientology thing.
Yeah.
It's got to see.
They must have all been in a circle.
Yeah, well, Al Pacino's the winner. He managed to knock her up. Go you, Al Pacino.
He's super virile.
He's going to be dead before they're 16.
Yeah, but the kid's 10. Got a wealthy life, right? Because she's doing
well,
right.
Well, yeah, I guess so. It's a very odd way of discounting. Yeah.
Yeah, but Clint might still be knocking about.
I find the money thing very, very odd sometimes. I know, obviously, like, it's easy to wail on wealthy people, but, like, not having your dad, that's...
Pretty shit.
As in, like, he knows that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm. No, absolutely. And I think that's why people get mad. I think that's...
What if he knows something else?
Well, that he's going to be a head in a jar.
No, he can stay alive, yeah.
He can stay alive. He doesn't look... He looks half dead now. That's poor guy.
He looks like a sort of I like wonder a if we've porcupine.
Mentioned us mentioning him might cause might other it. Issues. I don't know. We've mentioned Judi Dench a lot.
That's Butterfly.
We mentioned Tina Turner.
People at the top of Hollywood, don't forget, they're just projecting their mask to you. They're actually immortal.
Ah.
And that's just his current vessel.
Mm.
And he'll move into a new one. So don't worry about it.
I'm not that worried about it.
I feel like you're definitely making Kendall Roy's, aren't you? In terms of that kid is going to grow up and might be told, oh, your father was a great actor or something like that. Or your dad knew he wasn't going to be around when you were an adult. I just feel like you would just naturally create quite a difficult complex for that kid, perhaps.
Well, he's never going to have a proper discussion with him because when he's 10 years old, he's going to be 93 or 92.
AI's come a long way.
Also the flip side of this is single parenting does happen a lot. Like the flip side of this is there are single parenting happens
lot. Of course.
Like, and people know, still grow up.
It's like he's preparing for it. It's like
it's almost
you know when you're what's the oldest you think you would be to have a child?
Probably no later than my 50s.
Yeah.
The longevity of your life, I guess, is on the line, really. It's like, how old do you think you're going
to
be?
And how much energy you have to take care of a child and raise a child, because,
it's going to be harder the older you get.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently.
Because you're going to age and not be like...
The cutoff is 55, 60, 59.
No, I don't know. I mean, let's be honest, we don't know.
36.
Might not be able to have kids.
36.
I've got under a year.
Jesus.
To go.
That's quite the... cap you put on there.
Try, I've nut tapped you enough to make sure that it's going to take you a while as well.
Yeah, those things are going to, they're blind,
bruised
now.
And battered.
They're finding their way, they don't know where they're going.
Yeah, they're bouncing around in there.
Slapped
most of the sperm hasn't left in years, so it's like really old.
You perceive me.
Yeah,
and I've been no fat for like 4 or 5 years. It comes out
building up
like
superhuman,
like fridge ready butter,
like a single
comes out like a tube
mutant
toothpaste.
Sperm.
You have released me.
I can't.
We are one.
I can't go anywhere. He climbs out.
Like
peels itself out of there.
It's like a fucking Fatberg.
Wasn't that the episode of...
Oh, that's so gross.
Fatberg just comes crawling out. Greasy goose fat coming
kill
out of
me,
the end.
Father. Kill me.
Are you drawing breath?
I was birthed in there.
What?
Guys, come and see this. I can feel a pressure change over the top of my sperm.
Do you tell a doctor?
No.
Do you tell a doctor if you birthed... a sperm that turned into a small creature. Who are you telling?
You do the honorable thing, microwave it, and tell no one.
honorable. My microwave. I don't want to ruin my microwave.
Well, how else are you going
to
kill it?
Well, because if you flush it, it could survive elsewhere.
Exactly. You need to make sure it's dead.
You need to kill it. Mash it with a hammer.
If you want.
What if it talks to you and has a voice?
I know, exactly. That's when the microwave solves that problem.
No, please don't hammer me.
Please, wait. No, it's not that far.
No.
To the kitchen.
What?
I'm in a flat. I'm jogging to the kitchen. Slinging.
Doesn't give it a chance.
Bonk.
Your words mean nothing.
We've got the perfect name for this thing. It's the Camonculus.
Camonculus, yeah. Well, there's something similar in that. Was it in... It was, yeah, in Rick and Morty, where he bites his sperm again. Remember we've had an album where it comes out as a full grown?
Yeah.
But this will just more like be like kind of like one of those... little fish with the little gills, like kind of just
a catfish. A catfish.
Well, it's climbed its way out.
It would be
think a, of this. It's going to be like a worm.
It's evolved to come out of urethra, so it's like perfectly shaped.
Yeah. There is one that would fit this.
It's a cum worm.
Urethra fish.
No.
Horrible. Anyway, so you're not telling a doctor. I would consult a doctor.
What the fuck would they know?
They might know how to stop it happening again.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
And if it's the first... Well, this is the thing. This is the risk you're taking.
They're all quacks, Ross.
I know. Well, this is the thing. You're going to the doctor and you're like, well, hello, I have a problem where basically the other day I wasn't even trying and it just... This worm that looked kind of like cum came crawling out of my penis and spoke to me.
Yeah.
Here it is. And you bring it in.
Hey!
I've given it a little hint.
That looks like a little blind snake, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Fucking hell. He's showing us pictures of worms.
But it's talking, Doc, and it's been telling me how it felt in there, and I don't know what to do.
Would you give it an outfit to take to the doctors?
I don't think I'd dress it
up. Would you dress it? Would you put it in a buggy or a pram?
I would be a bit more precious.
Would you get a pram?
But
would you get a pram?
What if it was what if it goes back to a perception thing where then their witness next to him says, no, he's actually just holding a handful of cum.
He's having a psychological break.
I think that it's a cum worm speaking to me.
Can you help
me
find my family? I've got a week and a half left.
And the doctor is just trying to explain to me that all they can see is a hand filled with cum.
God.
And that my perception... It's not in line with theirs. We haven't synchronized. We are in the wrong place.
You're praying that this is a simulation at this point, aren't you? I hope this is a simulation.
Come on, Doc. What is it? What's going on?
I'm even having a psychological break of this is a simulation. Yeah. You tell me this is cum where it isn't talking to you. So you're covered in cum.
You are covered in ejaculate, yeah. Doc. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I cut them off.
Before
you even got involved.
I thought there were more in the ball, so I had to look. Yeah. He's definitely having a psychological break.
I saw these knife videos online where they heat up really fast, and that's all I did.
Knife videos online saved my life.
Yeah, that's the Sun headline.
Don't ban TikTok.
It'll be the Mirror. Anyway, it'll be
this Express.
I think that's a pretty clear and concise case closed right there.
Pretty gross.
Of what's going on.
Yeah.
That's just mania.
That's just mania and psychosis.
Point of view of someone who has no grip on reality.
You can see how that would happen, though. You know, like the older I get, the more mental I get.
Well, the become one.
No, the psychological break thing, where people just go so crazy. Because if you genuinely believe nothing was real, you would walk down the bloody main street, just go into shops, rip stuff off shelves,
you worry that when people are on drugs, that's what they act. Yeah. They're like, it's
derealization. Yeah.
What's the famous Greek philosopher that eventually came to that conclusion and just got drunk and watched people as if they were chess pieces?
I don't know. There's probably quite a few of them that did that, because they probably all become pretty nihilistic. And was it Solipsist or
something? Could it be something like that?
Well, like, I don't know.
Plato? No.
Okay,
I don't know.
Could be. But that particular story, I'm sure somebody else will know better than I will. But I don't know
it
that
like
one. Trotimus of Athens.
It was me.
You get drunk and watch them like chess pieces.
Oh, I did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. I mean, we were just describing madness, essentially. But if that happened, I would still seek a doctor's advice.
If it felt really real
If it felt really real, if they told you that, like, the thing talking to you and going, Ross, he's... What's he saying, Ross?
He's still
or would
talking
he call you
me?
Dad?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the relationship level is.
What would your cum worm call you?
But I'm not going to request. It's going to call me Ross.
Ross? He's going to...
I'm not going to call his son.
And the doctor's like...
I want to call you Dad.
Like telling you the complete... Would you believe the doctor? Or would you believe yourself? Would you believe your own eyes? Or what
I'd want some kind of relief in knowing that it wasn't just me that was going through it. I feel like that's half the time, like when anyone has any ailments and stuff or either mental illnesses and stuff, you want to know that someone else is going through something similar, so it kind of eases off the pressure of... And also, I don't want to be experimented
on. So you'd set up like a Discord?
Yeah.
and find like-minded.
What if there's nobody else like you out there?
It'll be me, and a picture of me with the worm.
You're currently dangerous.
Did you make one of these too?
And then the photo everyone actually sees is just you.
Just me.
All of your hand.
Just a web thing.
Oh God, he's made a Discord.
It's weird. Every time I take a photo
made
of
a Discord.
Oh no.
I'm really worried about
and
him.
Not one of my friends has told me. So I'm going around all my friend groups, been explaining. They're like, well, so like, what do you think? Like, do you make these too? And everyone's laughing along. Obviously, I feel like someone would snap at some point and, dude, get that cummy hand away from me or put that, wash your fucking hands.
Yeah, but the one
you've been doing
out,
this
like,
for a week.
The one out of the 10, you'd be like, that guy is the idiot.
That guy's a moron.
Also, you could test whether
you're
anyone else could see it without them seeing it. Like, you could go up behind somebody, hold your cum worm out and say, look, try and get their attention. And if the person turns around of their own accord, then the worm is real.
Say hi.
If they turn around eventually because they've got whatever they needed and you're just stood there extended with a cummy hand out behind them, again, you're probably going to get arrested.
I think that's it. I think, yeah, you're going to get arrested before you really get much further than that. So,
what would you call it?
Sedwick.
Sedwick.
Why?
Why is it always something
with a
wick on
the wick? I don't know. Because it's a name I wouldn't normally want to use. Wick.
Sedwick. It looks like a wiki.
Sedwick.
Like you could put a candle wick in it.
Yeah. Sedwick the cum worm.
You don't know what he looks like. That's what you pictured.
I pictured it as a waxy
creature. You
pictured
creature. The worm he pulled up.
I'm picturing a tiny like Michelin man. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, I'm picturing something Michelin between like Mewtwo. A worm.
Why would it come out like an animal like that?
But you know how Mewtwo had like the kind
you
of
could
like
just call it Gubbins.
Gubbins.
Just as a cutie.
Come on,
little
Gubbins.
Name.
It's a worm.
Come on,
it's
Gubbins.
Kind of cat-fishy.
Have you met my friend Gubbins?
Yeah.
But then also, I do a picture a little bit like the DNA strand from Jurassic Park.
Ah, yes.
Like,
but he also reminded me of the paperclip from
a lot.
Microsoft.
Clippy. Is it Clippy?
Clippy.
Clippet?
Which one came first?
Clippet, well, the big ray.
Microsoft. Well, I imagine Microsoft was the first.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, actually.
I think
DOS.
I think
it was around
so.
For a long time.
But
yeah.
DOS didn't have Clippy.
No, it didn't.
True.
Just saying.
Shit, there's back and forth.
I don't know that.
95 had Clippy.
I'm not looking it up.
No, okay.
I'm going to say, right, 95 at Clippy, Jurassic Park came 96. Out in 96, 98, didn't it?
No, 96. I thought it was 95.
Before 98, yeah. It was,
or 96. In fact, it doesn't matter. What we're discussing doesn't matter.
What came out before 95? That was DOS, I guess.
Nothing. Oh, what? It went from MS-DOS to Windows
93.
95.
Jurassic Park.
93.
Clippy was fucking ripping on Jurassic Park.
What, the DNA strand? Do you think? I mean, it's basically just the DNA strand with googly eyes, and that's basically all they did with a paper clip.
That's the early concept for Clippy.
Anyway, this cum worm looks like that.
Right.
Looks
it's
like
also going to have your features.
Sure.
He first appeared in Windows 97.
My hairstyle.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Your world is.
So you think the DNA strand was inspiration for the Clippy? Is that what we're thinking?
Maybe. Maybe.
I think there should be a full-on investigation into this.
I think there should be. I think
that's where all the resources are going,
this
guys.
This is like
this is why
it's 3 a.m. You've started googling this now.
With
you're
the
not
cum in
stop.
Your hand.
You've got your cum buddy with you.
I found another parrot. I like on Instagram.
Parrot. Another one. I didn't know you liked one before.
There was a parrot I liked, and it was funny. It's a little green herb, which
it's
is like a little
parrot,
one.
Surely.
But then this one's a big African grey parrot.
Right.
That they're teaching textures and colours.
Oh, yeah.
And it can identify metal, paper, rocks. It can identify colour within the spectrum it can see. Then they're treating it like a child. And the two people, they train it. And one of them plays the rival of the bird because they found that the bird learns better if it feels like it has someone to compete against or compare itself to. So, like, one trainer
system would work.
One trainer will talk to the bird and say, "What color is this? What color is this? If you do four of these, I'll give you a treat. What color is this? What type of texture is this?" And then they have the person play a rival and occasionally get things wrong as well, so that the bird can be like,
"You got it wrong."
Yeah. So that was fun.
I'm the best parrot.
What's that one called? Apollo. Funnily enough, because you said that's why I said earlier because Ross was saying, "Have you seen what's happened to Apollo?" Which is the Reddit app that these guys talk about. Yeah.
Well, it's a good. It's a well-made app that runs smoother than the Reddit app.
Right,
it's
now being
cost them $20 million a year
priced out of the market. But Ross said, "Have you seen what's happening to Apollo this morning?" And I said,
"It's not dead, is it?
The parrot?" Because I just spent the last 2 days looking at this parrot. So we're in different worlds sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
But you refuse to use TikTok.
The parrot's fine. Yeah, I know. I do.
You'll probably find better parrots on TikTok.
I don't.
Or the same one.
The same parrots.
And those parrots will slowly be manipulating your political views.
Oh! I suddenly become more and more sympathetic towards China because of this fucking parrot.
Today we got two colors. We got red and blue. And you want red, right? Red, red, red. Red's good. Blue's bad.
Bad. You want red, red, red. PLA red.
Red or dead. Anyway, that's been Hat Chat, I think. That's been plenty.
Yeah.
So I hope you have a great week. And I hope you really have some existential thoughts about, you know, simulations.
Parrots and cumworms, I guess.
Cumworms and the like.
Would you tell a doctor?
Would you tell a doctor? Let us know.
Would you keep it secret?
For fear of being a lunatic and not wanting to just...
My fear would be tested on. Like, I become a test... Like they're like, I've never seen this in the history.
This level of psychosis.
So if it was... Rather than it just being a pool of cum on my hands, like, it's an actual creature.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to tell them because... I'd be scared that they would test on me.
There's no way
you're
producing enough to create a pool. You mean a few drips or drabs have come on your hand, not a pool of come. There's no way it would be pooling up.
What pooling up in the hand?
How deep a pool are we talking?
I don't know.
3 centimeters? 2 hander?
Centimeters? I'm not
2 hander.
I often have to do this.
Do you? Like you're cupping water from a stream.
How are you even?
Ah, fucking hell! And then
you're
I'm
using
like
both
doing
hands.
This because I'm getting splashed back. It's wild. I have to put an umbrella up. Anyway, thanks for listening today. Send us some cool, funny news to hatchat@films.com or other hypotheticals. There's been some great ones coming through, like the simulated one. Thank you very much. And also a good place to send us your fingles, like Edgar Allan Cho did. And treat, he's made the full song. So please enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
I bet there's a Ricky bit.